Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Welcome to Second Date Update. Thursday morning here, and Emily is joining us to talk about Brendan. All right, Emily, let's just get it started. Thank you, by the way, for messaging us at 1029thewolf.com. But how are you feeling about Brendan?
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I really like Brendan a lot, but it's just uncool he isn't getting back to me.
Yeah. Such a bummer, especially if you had a great time on your first date. What did you guys do again?
We did. We did a beer tasting menu, and each course was paired with a microbrew.
That's cool. Fun.
Okay.
Love the conversation around that. So was that all at just one place?
It was all at one brewery. So it was, we went through, did a tour, and then we had a really nice sit down time where we could really sit and chat. And I honestly didn't know a ton about beer, and I learned that I liked IPAs the most.
And
yuck.
How was the?
I don't share that.
Oh, we were talking about IPAs the other day.
Yeah.
That people actually don't drink them as much as they say they drink them. But anyway, so
that's cool that you learned that, though. I love
how,
that.
How was the chemistry between you and Brendan?
It was good. It felt like we had chemistry, at least on my end, and we had a lot in common. And obviously, it was way too early to know about if this would become serious, but this just seemed helpful.
Okay, so you had some meaningful conversation with Brendan.
A little bit, and it just helped build our chemistry, I would say. It was definitely there, at least for me.
You know, you wouldn't be on Second Date Update if this conversation, this communication was still going on. So obviously there's been a kind of an impasse here. So no communication, no texting, no messaging with Brendan since the date?
No, and I texted him the next day to thank him. And a few days later, I just texted to say hi, and he never replied.
Okay. And how long ago was this, the beer tasting date, Emily?
It's all around 2 weeks now.
Okay. So it's not a great sign. Maybe not hopeless. You know, we've had people, we've reconnected, not many, but we've reconnected a few after, you know, a longer stretch of time. But why don't we call up Brendan, see what's going on, see what we can find out, get some answers, and hopefully cross your fingers, lead you to a second date, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Hold on, Emily, right there, 3 minutes away, second half, Second Date Update on The Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Thank you for joining us on Second Date Updates. And here's Emily talking about her first date a couple weeks ago with Brendan.
It was good. It felt like we had chemistry, at least on my end, and we had a lot in common. And obviously, it was way too early to know about if this would become serious, but this just seemed helpful.
Well, Emily would love to see Brendan again, but it's been 2 weeks since that first date. So what happened? Is there anything wrong? Or does Brendan want to see Emily again? All right, calling Brendan.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Brendan.
Yeah, who's calling?
Okay, Brendan, good morning. First of all, it's not a sales call or a spam call. It's Thunder and PT, and we co-host the morning radio show here on 102.9 The Wolf. Would you have a moment to talk to us today? We're helping out a listener of ours, Emily. Do you remember Emily?
I mean, I do, but like you're calling me to like ask me about my date?
Well, yes, we do a segment called Second Date Update, and you went out with Emily a couple weeks ago.
Do you mind just taking a quick moment for us so we can ask you a couple questions about it?
Yeah, we just want to know how things went. Would you be willing to talk to us about it?
Yeah, I mean, what do you want to know?
Well, we do this thing called Second Date Update, as Thunder mentioned, and Emily reached out to us, and she had a great time on your date, and then she kind of mentioned that the text conversations have been a little bit one-sided.
I mean, things started out pretty well, but then they fizzled, just as fast.
You mean the date fizzled out fast?
Yeah, we went out, we were, talking, turns out we had a lot in common, and, everything was pretty relaxed and pretty cool and chill, and just, we were, having food with some beers. It was real easy going. And then, right before we said goodbye, it comes out that she's just, weird about money, and, that's, a turnoff for me.
Weird about money? What do you mean? Like, when it came to paying the bill?
No, I wish that, at least that's normal in my book. But no, I'm walking her to her car, and all of a sudden she ducks out from under my arm to pick up a penny off the ground.
Like a lucky penny.
Well, I kind of made a joke about it, and I was like, oh, is it you collect pennies? And she was like, no, that she's just tells me she's constantly finding money. And when she's telling me she's constantly finding money, it's quarters, dimes. I think there was a $5 bill once and maybe up to a 20, but she's holding out for a 50 or a 100. And
so she's obsessed with money on the ground.
Yeah, I mean, it appears so. She told me how lucky she is and just how it's a gift or whatever. And I just was no, thank you.
What's the big deal? I'm lucky and find money all the time.
What? Hello?
Okay, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, Brandon. Emily's on the other line as well. Emily, what were you saying? That you are lucky? You find money?
I'm lucky, and I do. And I don't think it's that big of a deal if you see some money on the ground and you pick it up.
Yeah, we have to agree with that. So, Brandon,
I can agree. I get a lucky penny here and there, maybe. But the amount of germs that she's picked up and put in her purse is so gross.
It's a germ thing?
So it's not a money, it's a germ thing then for you? It's not the fact that she's weird about money?
I just think it's weird that you're going around hunting for money. It kind of just has a sort of unladylike, kind of smacks of desperation, if you will.
What?
Yeah.
Desperation. Really?
You're walking around with a wad of germs in your purse, from who and whatever else you picked up off the ground. I mean, really?
Okay, first of all, copper is a natural disinfectant, and I've got a strong immune system, so.
Of course you do. You're picking up trash off the ground. Of course you have a strong immune system.
Wait a minute.
Hand sanitizer is for.
Okay.
So, honestly, Brendan, you will not. You don't want to see Emily again because she's picking up
a penny off the ground.
Right, and putting it in her purse, and it's dirty. And so
the average door handle that you touch is probably as dirty.
That's such a great point, PT. That is a brilliant point. This is going to be the holdup between not seeing her again.
Yeah, here's the deal. She picked it up and said, oh, it's a lucky penny. I'll remember our date or something. I would have thought, oh, that's, sentimental and cute, whatever.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought anything of it. But instead, when I was like, oh, is that a lucky penny? And it was no. But, if you're sitting around, looking on the ground for it or, quote-unquote, finding it, I don't know how else.
So you don't think she's paying attention to you because she's too busy looking on the ground for free money?
Loose change.
It has nothing to do with, it's just, it's not anything to do with, when there was no money on the ground, we had a very nice and lovely conversation.
Well, yeah, she wasn't at the table. She wasn't looking. There could have been all sorts of dimes and quarters nickels that she missed at the brewery.
I don't see a whole lot.
Tell me what you can get with change. Can you get with change?
You want to answer? Emily, go ahead.
Haven't you heard of save? I was going to say, haven't you heard of saving?
Yeah. It's a virtue.
Yeah, your math, where you've got to be up to at least $35. I mean, what's the interest rate return on that? I mean, it must be tremendous.
Brandon, look, you're entitled to your opinion, but I guess we're just saying, in defense of Emily, it just seems as though you guys had a great time, and this, picked up it's a ruined. Penny. It's like, yeah. whatever.
And she
my
did it
God.
Once. If it was constantly, well, like she's going outside on your date to just look for money, that would be weird.
Yeah.
But she's only, yeah, she did.
I mean, it was like the whole, like, I'm right. lucky I so, find money. It's like, okay. I'm lucky I go, you know, I find money every couple of weeks when I get paid for working hard.
Okay, yeah. so we have to ask, is it a yeah. no? Is it a no then, Brendan? The is it a no for a second date, Brendan?
Yeah, I'm good.
And
I'm
Emily, you don't, yeah, you don't care at this point, right?
Oh, no. I know I can do better.
Sorry, guys. Right.
Well, yeah, we're finding like a 20.
Hopefully, Emily, someday you find that man who finds you like a lucky penny.
Agreed.
And that's what thank you. I appreciate that.
And that's words of wisdom from Thunder and PT on Second Date Update.
Whatever, guys.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf. If you're going to play in Texas...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.